It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired, and Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired. We're happy to kick off a new show today called the National Security Hour. And this is on the America Out Loud Network. We'll talk a little more about that and how you get to that to listen. But we're going to talk today about a movement. We're going to talk about a plan. And as General McInerney will tell you the reason we're doing this, but it's important that this national security message each week, hopefully you'll provide some time to listen to it, get back to us on any questions you may have. But it's so important today, America, that we have some kind of a plan strategy to restore America, restore our Constitution. And that's why we have to do it through the radio. We have to do it on television. We do it through the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, which General McInerney and I formed back in 2006, and really is the foundation for supporting a lot of the strategic issues that are analyzed and examined, published on TV, radio, of course, and a number of articles. But this is our first attempt to do this kind of a radio show, but we think it's so important on national security that we do initiate this in order to message out to the American people. So, Tom, with that, would you like to make some opening remarks?
Yes, I would, General Vallely. Paul, it's great to be on with you and to discuss some very important national security issues. As many of our listeners have probably heard, we consider the threat to America to be an internal threat that we, so many years ago on the plains of West Point, took an oath of office to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Never did we expect that we would have so many domestic enemies that we are facing today. And as we go through it and lay it out, the reason it's important that you understand this is because we believe that this is the greatest threat to America, to include the Civil War, World War I, and World War II. As a matter of fact, a quick digression, we are losing to fentanyl the same number of people that we lost at the height of World War II, over 100,000 killed in action in World War II, and we're losing that killed by fentanyl. And that's part of the threat that we are facing. And as we're going to discuss them all with General Vallely, but clearly under the Obama administration, which we are election deniers, he clearly, by sitting in the basement, did not win the most votes of any president in history. We will discuss our positions on that. But since he has taken over, we have had a deliberate surrender in Afghanistan. We have had open borders. From day one, he gave up our energy security. No nation in the history of mankind has given up energy security. And yet President O'Biden, as I call him, gave it up on day one. He is teaching critical race theory in the services, in schools, K through 12, in our college, which is a Marxist ideology. And of course, the inflation of the dollar that is being driven by giving up our energy and security, you see every day. You see it every day. When you go in and the pound of bacon is somewhere between $8 and $10 a pound, and the price of eggs and all these things, that's deliberately being done against this great nation. And General Vallely and I hope to lay out with you in this hour a discussion, a start of what we have to do to combat this. We can no longer accept that. We the people must take America back again. And so this is our Iwo Jima. This is our Battle of the Bulge. This is our Bastogne, as meaning the Battle of the Bulge. And that's why we're here. So God bless you, General Vallely, for leading this off and giving us the opportunity to tell America what our challenges are.
Well, thank you, General McInerney. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is new. This is our new launch. It's called the National Security Hour, and it's on America Out Loud Network. And I'll provide some information a little later on the program, how you get to that on all the different social platforms and so on. But Tom, this really started when we look back at the movements that we've had in this country that have changed America to a great degree. And one of them was the Tea Party, as you may remember. And that was a grassroots effort. Grassroots, down at the local level, the towns, the cities, the counties. And then followed on by that, which we were happily involved with, was the American First Movement, Make America Great Again. And so it takes a movement to change things in a country. And it takes the people to do it. And that's why this movement has been called Restore America. And to back that up, we have formed what we call the Citizens Commission to Restore America. And what we would look forward to is each county, each town, each city have some kind of maybe a director, maybe some kind of a commissioner there that will take up the lead for this movement locally, because it is a grassroots level. We have to take the country back, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to do it. We've got to protect our citizens. I mean, if we look at the crime, we look at the burglaries that are going on, that are destroying our businesses in our towns and in our cities, these criminals that aren't being kept in jail, the negligent, DAs, district attorneys, judges are allowing these criminals to come back on the street again. I mean, it's all part of the problem, which, you know, adds to the dismantling of America. This is what we're talking about, Tom, the dismantling of America, and it's been intentional. And we'll talk a little bit maybe later on the program about the Great Reset, World Economic Forum, the globalists, as they call them, the global elites. But here we have a situation, Tom, where this movement is critical in 2023. It's the awakening of America. And if we don't do it this year, Tom, I'm afraid we're going to lose it all.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. What I didn't realize when this election, the 2020 election, and when I said previously in introduction that we are election deniers, was that the Chinese Communist military, called the People's Liberation Army, promulgated a new strategy for global domination in 2005. Now, I backspace quite a bit, but 2005, their equivalent of the Joint Chiefs of Staff promulgated a new global strategy called unrestricted warfare. And that was how they were going to gain global dominance without using kinetic warfare. This was all the way back in 2005. I was unaware of that. And the way they were going to do it without using bombs and bullets, kinetic warfare, they were going to do it through massive global cyber warfare, as well as biological warfare. Now, when you think about it, come 2019, November 2019, in the election, just before then, they all of a sudden in Wuhan released COVID-19. And it was initially from a fish market that was really with bats. And everybody believed that initially. And then, of course, we had a year later, the election in 2020, in which we're in the midst of this, quote, pandemic, as they called it. But ladies and gentlemen, it was a deliberate biological attack on the world with COVID-19. And unfortunately, it was co-funded with U.S. Dr. Fauci and other dollars funding gain of function, which made it worse. and it went to the Wuhan Virology Lab. And so you see, this is a very long-term challenge that the American people and the world has seen, because it was really unleashed in 2020, January, during the Chinese New Year, in which they flooded people around the world. And that's how they got the global dissemination. But we had people like Fauci, who was supporting it and funding it, and not telling us what to do. The prophylactics that we could have used would have been hydroxychloroquine, which, Paul, you and I took in our tours in Vietnam, as well as ivermectin. We did not need this expensive vaccine. Now, this is all kind of highlighting, because we're going to go into the details that General Vallee has been talking about, that the threat is on America. But this was a deliberate biological attack by the Chinese. Hopefully, the House under Republican control will look at the origins of COVID-19 and get Dr. Fauci under oath up on the Hill and ask these questions. The Democrats have not. And the reason the Democrats haven't, Paul, is because just before President Obama left office, he approved the funding of gain of function in the United States and funding to China 4 months before he left office. And so the American people need to understand that this was not an accident. And just 2 days ago, we had Biden's new chief of staff, was a former COVID czar by the name of Jeff Zients. And he made, under 2020, in a year with COVID, he made $10 to $28 million. And if anybody thinks this is an accident, they don't understand what's going on. It's just like when we start to discuss Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, all of the things that he was getting and the discovery of in President Biden's residence, classified material. Well, Hunter was using that and sending it back to the Ukraine or to China or to Russia and getting paid for it. And so we're giving it to you directly here. The Secret Service and the FBI have not yet released this information, but they will. It's becoming evident because Tucker Carlson is talking about it on his show last night. And so it's very important that Americans realize how serious this is, because we've had two presidents, Biden and Obama, that have been doing treasonous acts against the American people. Obama funding and approving the gain of function, and then the Chinese doing it. So they are in cahoots with the Chinese on what has happened globally and the impact. Look at the changes that have happened, and I briefly mentioned earlier, in the 2 years that Biden has been president. And it goes back to a corrupt election that was using a special access program that you and I have talked about quite a bit, Paul, called Hammer and Scorecard, which basically is like your iPhone, Hammer is. It goes into the server and it manipulates with an application like on your old iPhone, and it changes the vote. And that's why on the 4th of November 2020 at 06:31 in the morning, that the 200,000 plus votes went directly for Biden. So that's what we're going to be talking about as we wrap up the first phase here, General Vallee.
Yeah, thank you, General McInerney. I do want to remind everybody, this is a brand new program. It's called the National Security Hour. It's on America Out Loud Network. We're going to be going to a break, and we'll be coming back on. But before we go to the break, I'd like to remind the audience where they can hear this new show on America Out Loud Talk Radio. It can be heard on iHeartRadio. It can be heard on Apple, Android, Alexa applications. And they can also go to the AmericanOutloud.com website. And so these podcasts will be available anywhere in the next 24 to 48 hours that you'll find these. So we'd ask the listeners to please share these shows with everybody they know. Get the word out, because it's going to be really critical over this next few months here that we understand what's going on. I think maybe in the second session here, we'll probably go to some threats against America, Tom, internal and external, we can talk about. We can talk about Russia, Ukraine. We can talk about the cartels. We can talk about the dismantling of American within. We've seen the Antifa rise up again and all of that. But I think at this point in time, we'll take a break and we'll be right back. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Here we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. AmericaOutloud.com. 7 amazing years. We know that if America fails, the world will fail. It is incumbent upon us to carry the torch for liberty. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
All right, you've all heard Malcolm and the great Dr. Peter McCullough talk about the povidone iodine-based nasal spray Cofix RX. They talk about it because it's a product that actually works in combating colds, flus, and coronaviruses. Cofix is made in the USA and recommended by thousands of doctors and pharmacists nationwide. It's simple. By attacking viruses where they incubate, you make it easier for your body to heal. Check out the Cofix RX banner ad on AmericaOutloud.com and save 20%. By using promo code OUTLOUD.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep is infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's fast-paced digital age makes it tougher. You're not alone. Poor sleep affects over 70% of us. The CDC even labeled insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created REM Sleep to help you quickly fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deep, and wake refreshed. Unlike other supplements that don't work, REM Sleep is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients, supporting all four stages of sleep using calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support. Over 1,000 reviews with an average star rating of over 4.4 proves it works. Take back your sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the National Security Hour with Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired, and Major General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired. This is our kickoff program, brand new. And we're hoping we get a lot of listeners out there because we got a lot to say, ladies and gentlemen. But this is the America Out Loud Network. And these are your hosts, General Thomas McInerney and Major General Paul Vallely. So anyhow, Tom, I thought maybe in this segment here, we got about 17 minutes on this. Before we go to the third segment, but I thought maybe we'd focus more on voter integrity, the internal threats in America, and then the third part of the show, we'll talk about the outside international threats to America.
Okay, why don't I kick off on the election, how the election was stolen in the six battleground states that I briefly mentioned in the last segment. That why it's so important that people understand that the Obama administration, a whistleblower by the name of Dennis McCarthy, Montgomery, informed us that they were using this special access program, CIA SAP program, that 3 weeks after Obama took over, they moved it into a separate site and were listening to judges and preachers and a whole host of American politicians. And as I mentioned, the Hammer is like your iPhone and Scorecard is an application. And they put it on the server at the end of the election late at night. And that's why in the five of the six battleground states, they stopped somewhere about 9:30, 9 o'clock for the first time in history. Then the next morning, they had a slug of votes come out. And I think everybody now knows that Joe Biden is a doofus. I mean, he cannot carry on a decent conversation with the press or anything. And he didn't win 81 million votes, the most in the history of any American president. But they have had a very skilled, what we call in your old business, Paul, information ops campaign, psychological warfare, in which using computers and cyber warfare, they stole these votes and gave it to Biden and the Republicans. And I blame McDaniel, the RNC chairwoman, for not contesting it. I blame President Trump did contest it. They had him in a bit of a rub because it turns out the CIA is still using that program. And I think they threatened him. But Mike Lindell was supposed to have, along with Dennis Montgomery, to unload it and put specifically the number of votes that were stolen in each one of those. In this last midterm in 2020, I'm jumping in front, they again used it. It was a red tidal wave, except they used it, and the Republicans actually won in New Hampshire. They won in Pennsylvania. They won in Georgia. They won in Arizona. They won in Nevada. Five of those states, they won Senate votes, but they didn't contest it. They didn't demand audits. All you have to do is demand an audit and get it so you can check the mail-in ballots, which they had a ton of them, but check the signatures on them, as well as go in and see where they moved the votes from the Republicans over to the Democrats. In the case of Pennsylvania, they moved 330,000 votes from Dr. Oz. To give you an example, in Georgia, they moved 111,000 votes from Herschel Walker. And so just giving you a feel of what they did. In Arizona, they moved 38,000 votes from Mrs. Lake, Carrie Lake. And she's still contesting it because she has the courage. She's not afraid to be called an election denier. And that's very important as we talk in this segment. And I'm going to pass it back to you of the threat we face if we do not have legitimate elections.
Yeah, I don't think American people realize the real internal threat here, as you've described, are at the precincts and the polls threatening the elections. The elections then determine who represents us in the House of the Representatives, in the Senate. And if we can't trust those people, then it is a direct threat internal to the United States. Now, I believe that Biden is only a puppet. I think Obama's running the show, got Susan Rice, Executive Office Building Domestic Affairs, calling the shots to the Chief of Staff in the White House. Biden is just given something to read. Now, so if we don't have election integrity, and then we don't have somebody that's sitting in the White House who was supposedly elected, but we know that election was a fraud in 2020. Trump should have won that election. But then I'd like to talk a little bit about the media and their impact on delivering the right information. You know, we have a book out called Reality Prison. And that's all about solving the problems, looking through a reality prism rather than through a political prism, which we all tend to do in America. Everybody wants to look through a political prism to solve problems. What are our congressmen and congresswomen going to do? What are the senators going to do? We're always looking, and guess what they do? They always look through a political prism. So, Tom, talk a little bit about the media. You and I have been in it for quite a while when we were with Fox News, but has the media changed? What's happening in our major media, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and so on? If you would, please.
Well, you know, I spent 16 and a half years with Fox, and it was a great honor, et cetera. And I was fired because McCain, Songbird, John. Well, I didn't give him that name. The North Vietnamese did when he was in the Hilton, Hanoi Hilton, the prison up there. And that was when he was contesting the election or the nomination of the CIA director. But the fact was, I was a strong supporter of President Trump. I still am, and I know you are. And the reason we are is because he had this nation humming despite a deliberate Russian hoax that the FBI and the CIA and NSA had to be involved with. You don't hear many people talk about NSA, the National Security Agency, but the fact is they had to be involved with the role they play that you and I are intimately familiar with. And going back into the media is where finding out loud and clear right now, and Elon Musk has been a godsend. Elon is kind of like Paul Revere. He's warning what Twitter was doing and all the censoring that Twitter was doing on people and the evil things that's seizing from our democracy. Twitter is supposed to be an open environment and freedom of the press, the First Amendment. Well, they were violating that, and the mainstream media was in cahoots with them. And eliminating comments that people would talk about. Like you and I, General Valley, Twitter would not let us be on. I wasn't on because I don't have time for social media. But the fact is, that's how they censor and hold the dialogue going. And a lot of the dialogue flows over to ABC, NBC, CS, all the other different ones. And so that's what. When you don't have a free press, when you have a press that is Marxist in many cases, like they support the critical race theory in that, when you have a press that does that, then the American people, supported by the big tech people, Facebook and Twitter and all that, that's why what Elon Musk has done is a godsend to the American people, to let them know the collaboration that the press was doing, as well as the FBI and the CIA. Mm-hmm. They were deliberately coordinating and saying on Hunter Biden's laptop, which clearly lays out the, and I agree with Dan Bongino, that President Biden is a foreign agent. He is a foreign agent with all the money he has taken from nations and the results that he has done in supporting the Chinese communists, the Russians, and others. And so that's influencing, as you pointed out earlier, Paul, it's influencing our laws and everything with the elected people and with what our chief executive, our commander-in-chief, has been doing. And it was deliberately censored and taken off of Twitter, as well as the others, Facebook and all the other social medias. And that's why it's a danger to the nation.
Well, how could our FBI, probably the CIA, members of the executive branch, members of Congress, be complicit with a high-tech industry and manipulating information, lies to the American people? And then you could have the Zuckerbergs. Zuckerberg supposedly gave, $200 million 440, right?
418 million.
Yeah. Donating that to the left-wing ideologues, the Democratic Party. And then to George Soros. I can still not figure out how George Soros has not been arrested for treason. Can you?
No. I mean, he should have been arrested for what he was doing in supporting the Nazis in World War II, arresting Hungarians that were Jews, etc.
Yeah.
Well, why he was not tried for that, I do not know. But let alone what he's doing to trying to destroy the country with these attorney generals he's been funding, etc. And I mean, the case we had just 2 days ago of Charles McGonigal, FBI agent, who was arrested by the FBI, who, by the way, I understand was released today on $500,000 bail. Yet he was supporting, and he started the Russian hoax in Washington, and they move him up, Comey moves him up to New York. And so here we have within the FBI, a person taking money from foreign adversaries and people that were deliberately trying to create a coup d'etat on President Trump. They had, because of the election process, the Democrats had twice they tried to impeach him. Twice.
Yeah. Just look at the complicity, though. I mean, the militarization, the politicization of the FBI. And Trump, why Trump never got rid of Wray, I'll never understand. That guy, I listened to him on his first congressional hearing, and I knew he was a loser and he wasn't on the side of Trump. But now you have this complicity in the deep state, and it is deep. It is deep in all of the departments we can think of. And so they tied in, of course, I understand many of them have made millions of dollars in the high-tech industry. Millions of dollars. Yeah. And then you got the globalist elitist financiers that are pushing this. I don't know whether you heard it, but this just came out on an interview that I heard today about Bill Gates actually forecasting a new pandemic.
I heard that.
And so he knows something. Now, why the CIA isn't going to Bill Gates and say, hey, where are you getting this information? What's going on? Are you a part of this? Are you behind it?
Exactly.
And why America better face up to it. We could have another thing leashed upon the American people. And this one coming out, I hear, is going to be global again, if it does happen.
I believe it will happen. I do not know, have the facts. But again, going back to the People's Liberation Army, the Chinese, of talking about global domination using massive biological warfare, I think we can expect them. And what is our government doing to stop it? What is our government doing to stop it?
What are they doing to protect us? That's why we got to restore this country, and we've got to do it soon. Tom, we're going to go to another break here. I want to remind our listeners, we are going to talk about external threats to America in the next and last statement. But I remind you that this is a new program. It's called the National Security Hour, and it's on the America Out Loud Network, America Out Loud Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Apple, Android, and Alexa platforms. And these links can be found also on the homepage, AmericaOutloud.com. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We're very happy to have you with us today and look forward to our future broadcast. But we're going to talk also tomorrow about the details of the Restore America movement, the Citizens Commission to Restore America. We'll be right back.
For 40 years, alarmists have been warning of a climate catastrophe, yet none of their dire predictions have come true. Temperatures have not soared, sea level rise has not been unusual, and extreme weather events have not increased in either frequency or intensity. In short, there is no climate emergency. For 15 years, the International Climate Science Coalition has led the call for climate realism and a Made in America climate plan, a plan based on real science that responds to the real-world needs of Americans, supports economic growth, and strengthens our essential infrastructure. A plan that protects the environment and ensures that Americans can enjoy the blessings of clean air, clean land, and clean water for generations to come. It's time to put ideology and pseudoscience aside. It's time for a sensible climate plan. For more information or to donate, visit our website, icsc-climate.com.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day. Yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
Oral hygiene hasn't changed in 50 years. Brush, floss, repeat. We're told to use fluoride, which doesn't really address the acid-creating bacteria. That is where the dentist-recommended Spry Dental Defense System shines. Spry products contain xylitol, a natural sugar, which helps get rid of those nasty, smelly acid-creating bacteria in our mouth. The best way to care for your teeth and gums is by using Spry. The Spry Dental Defense System has a wide variety of products, toothpaste, mouthwash, mints, and chewing gums that are designed to work together to keep your teeth clean and mouth healthy and smelling sweet all day long. To get your oral care back on track in an easy, effective, and very tasty way, switch to Spry today. Ask your dentist about xylitol and the Spry products. Spry can be found online and at all fine natural product retailers.
AmericaOutloud.com. If you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought, working hard to earn your trust for 7 incredible years and counting. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the National Security Hour on the America Out Loud Network. You're here with Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired, Major General Paul Vallely, U.S. Army retired. This is our show. This is the kickoff show, and we're very happy to do it. So if we stumble a little bit here and there, please bear with us. It's always a pleasure to be on with my great friend, General McInerney. Went to West Point. He was 2 years ahead of me. There, class of 59, he got smart after he went into the infantry and joined the Air Force, and he left me in the infantry. But we both made it out all right, sure. But anyhow, Tom, let me pass it to you a little bit on maybe some of the external threats that we see that the American people should know about.
Well, clearly, and you've been a leader in it, Paul, and I'm deeply impressed with all the work you've done, is talking about taking on the cartels. Cartels are a nation by themselves that are trying to destroy America. And we lost 107,000 Americans last year. And that's the rate of people we're having killed in action, as I mentioned earlier, in World War II. And really, almost in the same age group. And this administration, Biden has not acknowledged it or stopped it. Now, what General Vallely has laid out a brilliant plan, but we use all our assets, that particularly our intelligence assets, and we know exactly where those fentanyl plants are. We know the lines that they're coming. And we're going to have to lock that border down. Any president that would accept 107,000 Americans being killed the American people should not accept him. We ought to impeach him, get rid of him. And that's deliberate. He's letting that happen. In addition to the trafficking of youngsters and women that is going on down there, it's absolutely a disgrace to this nation. And so we have got the assets, the intelligence assets, the sensors, the drones, and all these things that we can detect this. And just like President Trump did, he locked the border down. And that could be done overnight. So he's deliberately letting this happen. It has nothing to do with caring about these people. And that's what the American people ought to demand. The Democratic Party is a communist party today. They have switched and have become a communist party that accepts open borders, that accepts critical race theory, when your race determines your performance, and no one has done anything. They're born with their race. And Martin Luther King had it right. It's really the judgment of your moral character and your performance.
Right.
And clearly in the military.
Let me talk a little bit more about the cartels, and then we can look at the threat to Taiwan, Ukraine, Russia. We wrote the plan for Trump in 2017 and sent him the border plan. He executed a great part of that. New barriers, new restrictions on who would come across, but basically closed down the border. And only legal truckers and, you know, businesses that depend on a lot of the fruit and vegetables coming out of Mexico, they were free to pass. But that was defense. The cartels are a national security threat. They're militarized. They have better military equipment than the Mexican army. They run the border. They control the border. They control the Mexican government. They're an external military threat, with fentanyl destroying and killing Americans, infiltrating our cities with all the drugs, the opium drugs, the fentanyl, terror in each of these cities that they're sponsoring, all being paid for and funded by the cartels, who, by the way, made $13.5 billion last year. And so my contention is my plan is a special operations plan, a joint plan to attack the 5 to 6 cartels in the Sinaloa area. We know where they're at. We can track them for 30 days. We'll know each kind of containment area they have, where the factories are that you're talking about. We can do that through good intelligence. But we have to solve it through an offensive operation. That's my opinion. I've had some of the people tell me Trump finally came out and said, yeah, we got to do something against the cartels where they live in their nest. And some of the congressmen have come out and said it. But nobody wants to commit U.S. troops. Now, the feedback I got from one senior officer says, well, you can't do that to the cartels. That'd be a cross-border operation. So I said, well, what do you think Vietnam was? What do you think Iraq was? Syria, Afghanistan. And here they are a couple hundred miles south of our border, controlling everything, destroying America, dismantling, killing our people. So it is a military threat, and the Defense Department needs to come up with a plan to take out the cartel. So I'll end it on that. Let's go. What do you think about the Taiwan threat from China?
Well, I think it's a formidable threat, Paul, and that it's very difficult to contain. We can do it because it's 100 miles of open ocean in the Taiwanese Strait there, and they're very vulnerable coming in there. And as we found out from the Ukraine, when the Russians tried to use airborne troops, Stingers in the hands of the Ukrainians was able to take down those lead troop transports. And so I think that they can stop that. So it means it's going to have to be an amphibious invasion, which certain submarines and certain things could help us. But the war games, we don't look good. And so I think that we've got to make sure that there are plenty of precision weapons there. Our submarines could be very helpful, and because they're stealthy, nobody knows who did it. The Taiwanese have subs, and the right forces preposition, although I've heard we run out of precision weapons very quickly,
Yeah, we're depleting our resources in Ukraine. But the question I have, Tom, can the woke generals and admirals today win a war? Do they know how to win? We gave up $80 billion worth of equipment in Afghanistan, surrendered.
That's so a good question.
Reenlistments are down, morale's down because of a lot of things, the mandatory vaccines. So, Tom, I'm concerned about the Army, the generals and admirals being able to conduct a war to finality and win like the Pattons did, like the MacArthurs did, like the Eisenhowers, the Bradleys, and so on.
Well, that's our image when we went to West Point. They, of course, those gentlemen were still alive. And matter of fact, they were President Eisenhower was president. He was a commander-in-chief.
Right.
We were cadets, so
that's
the kind of leadership that we look to. That is a good question, and particularly when you had the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff get up in front of the Congress and said he was worried about white rage. I never saw white rage in 35 years in the Air Force, and
I
think we're worried about the wrong things, and it's a very good question. Do we have the resources? You mentioned the precision weapons. We're using a lot of them in the Ukraine now. And the bravery of the Ukrainian people, the civilians, is admirable. The real question is, would that have ever happened if Trump, and I do not believe it would have, because they wouldn't have done it.
You're talking about Ukraine now, Russia, right?
Right. Yeah. I switched over to it. But the Chinese must think about it, because they can find that they've got a pig in a poke, and they don't need Taiwan now. What they need is to get their economy going again, and that's what we need to do, is prevent them from doing that. Bring all the production of U.S. back into the United States and go against them economically. No time in history as a nation like the United States been faced with more products being built in China than in the United States. And they have bought into everything. I know when I went over there quickly with Secretary Rumsfeld, and I was on the press while we were together at Fox, and I went to their National War College. They let the media, I was Christmas help. They pulled the New York Times chap off. But in any case, and the president of the National War College was talking and espousing how great communism was, and capitalism was on its last legs. And of course, we were staying in an American hotel, driving out there. You saw all these factories, which was capitalism. They're shipping it to the United States. And I was thinking, this guy doesn't get it. Well, this guy, quote, happened to be President Xi Jinping. And he understood more about it than I did, because they have bought America. They have raised dollars through. And that's one of our problems, is the American leadership and CEOs, et cetera, do not understand what a threat this is to America in the economy.
No, the corporate leaders, the Wall Street people, they don't want to give up any kind of those relationships with China. BlackRock, for example, Vanguard, State Trust, all these big mega funds that are right in bed with China, and they won't do anything. And of course, the complicity of many members of our Congress are on the payroll. But they've infiltrated our universities, our Wall Street, about everything you can think of, including our government. And you just mentioned the latest FBI gentleman in the Russian collusion situation. But let me turn just a little bit in our final few minutes here. I did get a report today from several sources that the billions of dollars we're sending into Ukraine right now are all run by what they call nationalists. These are the Azovs, the carryover Nazis. These are the oligarchs. They're controlling the billions of dollars going into Ukraine right now, and much of it into their pockets. They can't even track. The U.S. has not done an audit to track the money and to where it's ending up. but much of it is not going into the war effort. This is a real problem, especially right now when we see what's happening and then the threat of the... What do you think about Russia's reaction now to the tanks that we're sending in there? 41 tanks from the U.S., the Germans giving the Leopard tanks, I understand, to the Polish to take in. The Polish will probably have to run them, but that implicates NATO to a great degree. Putin's looking at all this right now. They're looking for a spring offensive. How do you appraise the situation as you see it?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. There's no question that the armor could benefit them a great deal. Are they properly trained for it, et cetera? And what is the start? But going back to your original point in corruption, I am told, and I haven't seen anything that says either way, but that money that's going over there, some of it is coming back into the Democratic Party and into their pockets.
Interesting.
I clearly fully understand that the cartels are paying off Democrats. I mean, I think that they would not accept this act, these actions, unless they were getting something in return for it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, these are the threats, America, that we have to be concerned about because, in my opinion, we're not prepared now to handle these threats, and we better get our act together. We better stand up. We got to restore our military, restore our honesty and integrity in our government, all those things that are important. We don't have that right now. We have a very dishonest, corrupt government, and they lie to us each and every day. They lie to us about the economy. Every time Biden gets up and says, well, it's a Republican's fault. No, it isn't. I mean, it's a pure lie. I'm getting so tired of the lies that are coming out of the White House.
Well, and the lies on the vaccination.
Yes.
And the number of people that have died from the vaccination because it reduces your immune system. And so that data is coming out now, and it's clear that the vaccination reduced the immune system, and there are a lot more people dying, and not necessarily from COVID, but from cancer, from myocarditis, other heart diseases, et cetera. And so we've killed more, it appears, than we have saved. So those are the things that you're talking about, is the integrity of our government. They have known this, and they have not advertised it. When they made it mandatory, that's when they cross over the threshold, and some say that we've got genocide here. And I think that's why it's important for the House to look in to all these facts that we're talking about.
Did you see the release that the FAA, the Federal Aviation, is changing the standards for the pilots?
Yes.
What's that all about?
Well, that's all about because they made it mandatory for the vaccination. And Dan Bongino particularly has talked about how, because he watches his heart very closely, his heart, he's got a greater problem. I can't explain the issue, but the vaccination impacted his heart rate. And so like a lot of athletes are dying at very young ages. The one I quote the most is the Air Force Academy cadet about a week ago that died walking to class, a football player.
Yeah.
That's never happened before.
Thousands over in Europe have died also from heart-related incidents from the vaccine and the boosters. But I'm really concerned about the aviation industry now and the safety of our airlines if they're lowering the standards and they're still mandatorily requiring the pilots to be vaxxed and then with these booster shots. I'm really worried about even flying today.
Look, nobody should be getting more booster shots, and I'm not a doctor, so realize that. But the evidence is clear and what the impact it has had on the American people and clearly on the aged people. It impacts people differently, but clearly they should be very wary of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, General McInerney, that's it for today. That's our show, our first hour, the National Security Hour on America Out Loud Network, iHeartRadio, as well as on the applications on Apple, Android, and Alexa. And so I would direct you to the podcast, which will be available on AmericaOutloud.com in the next 24 to 48 hours. So I'd like to ask everybody, please share our show, get back to us, let us know what you think, and we will be happy to address other issues in our follow-on programs. But tomorrow, listen in, we'll be talking about the Citizens Commission to Restore America, Out Loud, and on the National Security Hour. Now, that program will be with Ed Hoagland and myself tomorrow. We'll air that and we'll get that out to you. But I want to thank Gerald McInerney today. It was great, Tom, and the kickoff, relatively successful, I hope.
God bless you, Paul.
Thank you, Tom. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you, everybody.